Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Initially last month, Ross Dellinger of Yahoo Sports reported that the NCAA president, Charlie Baker, met with all 32 Division I commissioners talking about the future of college athletics and, you know, what the NCAA structure could look like. And at that point, they proposed something that would further separate what is now the Power Four from the other 32. And it brought about some concerns among the other leagues. And the exact quote a source gave Ross Dellinger was, though still in the process of development, the governance framework can simply be summed up in five words. This was one FCS league commish. Let the big dogs eat. So what he's referencing, it talks more about this in the article. Basically, look, we already know the money discrepancy is so massive between, heck, we know it's massive between the Big 12 and Big 10 even at this point. But the gap between the Power Four and what the Mountain West share is and what the Sun Belt share and what the MAC share is, like, you can't compete. It's only going to widen, right? Even with this college football playoff expanding, you know, maybe you get one group of five team in, Drew. Maybe.
There's one slot guaranteed for the highest ranked group of five team, but that's it. There's not a conceivable way, unless somehow Boise State were to go undefeated and App State were to go undefeated, where they would have a shot of having more than two or having two in there. It's only designated for one, and their chances aren't obviously great either. But your inclusion's there, but not enough for you to like it.
So the thought is just basically, hey, we know the gap is there already, and we really can't be part of the party much, so why not just let us play separately? Now, separately for a championship, or are we talking about where they don't play each other at all? Because this is how you get to the idea of the two or three super conferences, right? Where there's,
I think it's both,
60 something, those 60, let's call it 64 schools eventually in the, whatever you think the future of a Power Three or Power Four looks like. Let's call it 64. Whoever those teams are, they can compete for what it will be viewed, Drew, as the real championship, whatever they want to call it. And then there'll be a separate championship, but you could still schedule a group of five school or whatever, a school from, it'd be like, you know, right now when K-State schedules North Dakota, or Colorado's playing North Dakota State. Right? Wouldn't that be the equivalent?
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that it would be a mix of both, where it wouldn't, let's say, for instance, they do make the split. And throw in a random school. South Alabama's playing Georgia. That might be the non-conference game that you play, but in terms of it, like, you might still play them, but the conference games would be a mix of Georgia and everybody in the Power Four, and then you would go away from, like, the games would count, but it wouldn't. I wonder if there would be, like, would there be rankings if they split away, or would it just be like a divisional thing and you take two teams from each division and they're in the play, they're in like an 8-team playoff and you go from there? That's where I think that concept is really fascinating, because if you are a team and you play, if you have rankings, then I think who you do play matters, and whether you play a South Alabama or whether you play some like a North Dakota State, who's even lower, who would even be lower on the totem pole, then how does that affect you in your rankings? Because your schedule, if it doesn't matter, then I don't think they end up playing at all because they're in that separate division. If you're not going to do rankings and you just want to do the divisional system, from the standpoint of the smaller schools, I get why you would want to have your own championship because it makes you feel like you can win it and all of that.
But who's taking that seriously? You know what I mean?
Correct. Like, yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
If you're an alum, let's say, like, all this Boise State or whoever, you know, who would not be part of this party anymore, and you could argue they're not part of the party now.
In a way, yes.
Why, you know, you would still care about your team, but if you know that you won't have a chance to ever actually compete against the Georgias or whatever, and it's already limited now in the current system, so maybe it's not as different as it already is, but what's the incentive to watch on TV as a casual college football fan?
Do the TV networks want to even air that stuff on a regular basis? I think you lose out on the partnerships that particularly like the Mountain West. You can see them on CBS Sports Network if you have it. Over the week, you can watch Boise State play on Saturdays. That goes away, I think, if they do the separation.
But don't you think there'd still be games on, I mean, we're talking about CBS Sports Network, right? We're not even we're not talking about main CBS. Like,
sure.
CBS Sports Network, don't you think those on a, maybe they're not playing on Saturdays, maybe they do have to all play on Wednesdays and Thursdays or whatever, because Saturdays, the big networks are only going to want the 64 teams. Well, I'm just keep using 64 teams or whatever.
Yeah, maybe. But I think a better example might be like the MAC. From action, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, they do MAC games on ESPN. Not to say that that would necessarily go away, but would ESPN have the investment of a lower level Division I setup when they could air more college football content that's geared towards what they're more invested in, and that would be the Power Four? I just think that while if you did separate, you're giving away something while gaining. You gain the ability to say you won a national title, but you're giving away the revenue.
But isn't it going to happen already, no matter whether they, like, isn't the split still, you're at least getting something? Because right the way it's trending already, let's just be honest about, the split already exists.
Yes, it does.
If you're a Group of Five school, you really can't win the national championship. You can't.
Correct.
Heck, there's Power Four schools that have no chance to win it, but you get the point. Like, the Group of Five school, maybe one team, as you said, gets in this year.
They have a chance, but they don't have a chance. Like Liberty last year, they played Oregon, and I can't remember what bowl it was, but they got, and everybody played. They lost 66-3, and Liberty was great in their conference. They won the conference. This year, very similar. That's where I think them being in the conversation to make the playoff is interesting, because they got beat so badly. Their schedule is so easy. Do they make it when Boise State plays Oregon? Like, they will get a taste a little bit of what it's like to play a team like that. I think that's where the as long as we're situated the way we are right now, Gold, I think that schools like Boise State and Appalachian State and James Madison, you have to play, you have to schedule, like, you going undefeated isn't necessarily good enough to prepare you for the playoff. You have to play somebody who's really good to try to see where you're at competitively, and I think that helps attract recruits too, because if you're a recruit and you're not getting offered by any of the Power Four schools, you might be swayed by, hey, we're consistently really good in competing for conference titles, but we also do get to play Oregon. Like, we are on a national stage in a way for this game. That is selling to recruits where you're not going to have that anymore. I think while you gain something, you lose something. And that's what the smaller schools would lose, is that national attention that they don't get much of right now, but they definitely won't get any of it, I don't think, until the playoff or until their postseason major TV networks.
The other thing I was thinking about, it's already happening with the transfer portal, but think about the transfer portal then. Yeah, whoever wins the second Division I, whatever that is going to be
called,
they're
going to get poached.
And there, I mean, it already happens. Like, people already pluck a talented player from a Group of Five school, and all of a sudden he's in the SEC. I mean, so I don't want to act like it doesn't exist anyway. But it'll be an extreme version of that. Like, it'll become, won't it just be almost like a JUCO for some of these players? Won't that be how they view it? I'll go ahead and sign with, we keep using Boise State, I'll go ahead and sign Air Force is a bad example. Colorado State. You know, keep signing with Colorado State, and I'm going to be there for 2 years, and we might have a chance to win that championship.
I'm going to use it to piggyback and parlay it into a chance.
I mean, I guess it
wherever.
Already is kind of happening, though. So all these things we're saying, as we talk it out, I'm like, kind of already happening.
They're included, but they're not included, which is why I think that they don't. How much of a difference is it really going to make if these groups split? I don't, because I like the bowl games and I like all of that other stuff.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.